So on this edition of Does Pat Get It, where I, Pat, decide to delve into the middle of a comic series to see if I understand whatever the hell's going on, I'll be looking at The Ice Cream Man number 7, published by Image Comics, written by W. Maxwell Prince, and art by Martine Marazzo. Looking at a really fucked up one today, and hoo boy, emphasis on fucked up. The story of this issue is all about a young girl, Lucy, going through life with her best friend, Kayla. Kayla is an imaginary friend Lucy made up of the original Kayla, who unfortunately passed away from cancer. She does this unknowingly as a coping mechanism, and as such, worries her parents of an onset schizophrenia. One night, she goes into the woods behind her house on an adventure with Kayla. She passes by some wild and most likely rabid dogs, but they don't attack, nor is she afraid of them. She then comes across a trail made of sprinkles and soon follows it to a seemingly abandoned shack with an ice cream truck parked outside. Back at home, morning has come and her parents find that she is gone. Lucy goes inside the shack and finds a man chained to a bed with his flesh peeled off. And I do mean peeled off, for in the next panel we see the titular character wiping off a potato peeler. This shit is literally like a mix of Texas Chainsaw Massacre and House of a Thousand Corpses. Lucy's parents call the police for a missing person request, and we see an officer at the station holding up a bag of evidence containing sprinkles. Back in the cabin, we see Lucy tied to a chair as the ice cream man starts to stir a cauldron, becoming more monstrous as the panels advance. Out of nowhere, a cowboy named Caleb, who the ice cream man knows from prior, frees Lucy from Rick and lets her run free. Lucy returns home to have her parents run out for her, only responding by asking what Kayla died of. After this, Lucy no longer has Kayla as an imaginary friend and instead visits her grave regularly. Well, love how the first page immediately tells you how the kid died. It is a great book, after all. The art seems to be a mix between that of Jason Burroughs and Steve Dillon, two artists that I very much enjoy and are happy to see a hybrid of. The story, like with Giant Days, at first appeared like a vignette, but was completely shattered when it was shown that the police officer had sprinkles as evidence. I will most likely be sticking with this series, if not for the disturbing art and subject matter, then for the questions I have. Who's this cowboy, and what is the ice cream man? I hope all of you enjoy it as well. And if you'd like to reach me on Twitter with any questions or recommendations for series, you can now reach me with my Twitter handle at ask_dpg. I.